Live from the belly of a whale swimming deep in the North Atlantic Ocean, it's the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. 30 minutes of no-holds-barred discussion about the exciting and dangerous world of professional alligator wrestling. With your hosts, the eldest of the Ringhausen Brothers, renowned herpetologist, chief roadie for Cher's North American Heart of Stone Tour, retired professional reptile rodeo clown, Peg Leg Greg Ringhausen. Also featuring author, inventor, first banjoist for the New York Philharmonic, and a legal representative for the International Brotherhood of Professional Alligator Wrestlers, and also the eldest and best dressed of the Ringhausen Brothers, Richard J. Ringhausen. And lastest and leastest, the six-time world welterweight alligator wrestling champion, winner of the silver medal in alligator wrestling at the 1992 Summer Olympics in Barcelona, Spain, sculptor, marksman, and the best spelling of the Ringhausen Brothers, the star of your show, Alan Ringhausen.
Yay. The best spelling.
Okay.
That piano player is really good.
Stop.
Hey.
The best smelling, you mean that I can sniff things out better than the two of you?
No. Well, that's not. That's impossible.
You think I smell like brownies? Ooh. Think I smell like, what is a good smell to have?
Smelling like brownies would be pretty good.
That's not bad.
I think you'd be pretty popular.
Baked brownies. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Irish Spring.
Ooh,
that's old spice.
Oh man, and still smell that in the morning. Getting
they should have colognes that you can slap on that smell like
high karate,
like brownies.
Yeah, certain foods are like a cinnamon roll.
Ooh,
yeah,
or money.
Yeah, but you ever really smell money? It doesn't smell very good.
Well, how could it? You know, it's handled by a million people.
Yeah,
I wouldn't want to get that close to my face.
No.
And nobody takes it anymore.
Bankers do.
A lot.
As much as they can get.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but you go into stores and I'll bet 90% of people pay by credit card as opposed to cash.
I don't think
check.
So.
No, debit card probably is king right now, I would say.
Well, that's the same thing.
No, it's not.
Yeah, but the other thing is, Rick, I think there's a lot of people, the elderly population, still like to fool around with cash. And I think, like gamblers and,
mobsters, people who are laundering.
Yeah,
there's a lot of that.
Yeah.
But
or wannabes.
I'll tell you what, at the office, we handled a lot of cash. Amazing amount of cash.
Really?
Do you know that the number one business that the mob uses to launder money?
Insurance companies?
No, car washes. All cash.
I thought it was laundromats.
And laundromats.
When was the last time you saw a laundromat? Where's a laundromat?
I used to own one.
Now, my question is...
Oh, Mr. Mobster.
Yeah, I am. And I tell you what, there...
Well, let's ask who else owns a car wash.
Exactly, in the family. Yeah, so, yeah.
How much brother Bruce owns a car wash, doesn't he?
Yeah, so how much money goes through the Ringhausen family?
Incriminated is all hell here.
Yep.
Wow.
Is he a mobster?
How
could
much,
be. I haven't checked his bloodline.
How much does a 5-gallon bucket of quarters weigh?
A lot.
Too much to carry.
Yeah, it could be.
Have you ever helped to empty out the quarter machine at the car wash?
How about all the machines at the laundromat? Now that you're at $8 a wash.
Have you done that too?
I used to. I didn't. It's been a long time since I've done that.
And big buckets of quarters.
Yes.
Huh. A lot of quarters. You always have to keep, about a couple hundred quarters or 100 quarters or so in a sock as a defense mechanism when you're
coming
out.
Oh, man, that's a good one.
You can club somebody with a bag of quarters.
Yep. Just make sure it's double sock.
Death Wish, Charles Bronson, didn't he start off doing that with a bag of quarters in a sock?
Some guys use a potato.
What good is a potato?
It'll stun them enough so they can get the first punch in. It's amazing.
I did not. A potato?
A potato in a sock.
That won't work.
All right. Let me get my potato
I'll tell
out.
You what. We got a couple of socks right here.
Yeah, okay. We do. I'll get a potato.
You put a potato in yours.
I'm
going to
fill mine with quarters,
mine.
And we'll just see who stands at the
end
of the
game. Well, I said stunned him, okay? If you don't have a lot of quarters, use a potato. I'm telling you. It works.
I always heard a bar of soap.
It's not as bad. It's not as good as a potato.
I think a bar of
soap. You sound like you've beat someone with a potato, Greg.
What are you doing,
You don't know what I do at night.
I don't want to know what you do at night.
Well, I understand, though, is if you have, you know, a potato that's, you know, not super hard, but it's someone that's, you know, a little riper.
And stinks.
And you beat somebody with that inside of a sock, it won't leave bruises.
Have you ever, like, went to the store, buy a bag, went to a bag of
potato? If you're beating a guy up, you want bruises, man. Just saying. Go ahead, Rick. I'm sorry.
Not if you want to get away with it. Go ahead, Rick.
Buy a bag of potatoes, throw them in the closet so they, you know, stay fresh, and then forget all about them. Have you ever had that?
Throw them in the closet so they stay fresh.
You put potatoes in the dark.
Okay.
Got it.
And then you forget about them?
Well, we usually keep it around the food area. In
like
the
in
closet.
Like a vegetable bin or exactly. something. Exactly. Like we put your potatoes and onions and other dry.
Onions can go bad really quick, too.
In the dark.
The dark's fine.
Yes.
I'm saying there's nothing on earth that smells worse than rotten potatoes.
Oh, yes, there is.
I don't think so.
Okay. Let's just say like...
Decaying human bodies.
Let's say you took
Have you been around a lot of those, too?
No, just here.
Here's Greg talking about beating people to death with potatoes.
Yeah, decaying human bodies and operating a...
Dark places.
A laundromat. Okay, let's say you took a... dead skunk with the fur still on it and threw it on a pile of burning tires. I think that'd smell worse.
We're getting deep here.
Alan's the best smelling of the Ringhausen brothers.
Yeah, he is. Because he doesn't go around skunks on fires.
Okay. You know, I was driving into work on our way to do a radio show
that
we also
Greg?
Do.
What is that work thing?
I was heading in to do the radio show that we all do besides this podcast. And the song I heard first thing came on this morning was what I believe to be my favorite Bob Dylan song.
Uh-oh.
Wow, there's so... How could you
pick out a favorite?
Pick one, yeah.
Positively 4th Street.
Positively 4th Street's pretty good. Is that the one? You got a lot of nerve.
That's the one.
With a whole bunch of forced rhymes.
Yeah, but every other line.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that song.
Genius.
That's a pretty good song.
It was a genius song.
What I remember about that was riding in a car with Larry Clunk once, and I had an 8-track of Bob Dylan's...
And he started changing the words?
Greatest hits. No, he hated Bob Dylan.
Yeah, he threw it out the window.
He threw my 8-track out the window. And I stopped.
But Rick, it's all you ever played. Everybody... wanted to throw it out the window, but Larry was big enough that you weren't going to do anything about it.
I stopped, went back, got the 8-track, and put it back in, just slammed it back into the player. And this time he pulled it out and just, you know, grabbed the tape itself and just spooled it out, just miles of it, and then threw it out the window.
Yeah,
well, teaches
see,
you.
He learned from his mistake.
There's a lot of tape in an 8-track.
How many years ago was that, Rick? And you're still harboring hate over it? Let it go. Just let go. You'll feel better.
Someday I'm going to get that Larry Clunk.
Better do it while he's asleep.
No, you won't. But I think that Bob Dylan made the list of the 25 richest musicians ever.
Ah, yeah, I bet he did.
Yeah.
I wonder, who you think's on top there, Richard?
I can tell you who's 25th. He was a member of... Led Zeppelin.
Robert Plant,
number 25 on the all-time richest musician
okay,
list.
Okay, Alan's going to work up his way on this. Let's give predictions.
He's worth $200 million.
Before we get up to number one, tell me what you think is going to be number one musician on that list.
Paul McCartney.
Money-wise, I'll bet it's Bob Marley. Or, who's the guy who played Star Spangled Banner at Woodstock? Jimi Hendrix.
Oof.
One of those two, because their estates market them like mad.
Yeah.
They're fantastic marketing.
Bob Marley might be an interesting pick, but let's see what happens here.
You know who Brian May is?
What?
Brian May?
No.
Lead guitar player for Queen.
Yeah, what about him? Oh, he's on the list.
He made top 25. He's number 24.
Oh, so he's the one who came into the Queen money then. Because there's not going to be anyone else from Queen on that list, I'll bet you. Because Freddie's dead.
Freddie's dead. Oh, here's a guy that he's still alive, and he went from music to television.
Wow.
He does a couple of different reality shows now.
Oh, wow. Bobby Darin.
Bobby Darin.
Bobby Darin.
He's not alive.
I don't think he made the top 1,000 list. Yeah. It's Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Ozzy.
Ozzy.
He marketed himself real well, too.
He did real well, good.
His wife did.
And cashed in all of his kids, too.
You betcha.
Yeah.
You know, the interesting thing about Ozzy Osbourne when he did his show, he cracked the code that if you hire actors to play different parts, your money's going out of the family. But if you make your kids and your wife play all those
things, in the family, yeah,
it all comes back to you.
Yeah, and I think each one of them, you know, like his wife and at least two of his kids branched out and got their own shows.
Yeah, but Ozzy
They're
was
like
still part
Cardassians.
Of
Cardassians.
Almost.
Yeah.
But not as pretty. That could have been drug abuse. Speaking of not pretty, this guy's...
drug abuse.
Ozzy
doesn't use drugs?
Not anymore.
He doesn't know if he is or not right now.
He might be on some opioids.
I think he's openly confessed to have taken drugs in the past.
Okay, you know who's going to be in the top five? Taylor Swift is going to be up there now.
It could be. It really
Taylor
could
Swift
be.
Is a money-making machine.
Taylor Swift.
I will pick Taylor to be in the
seen
top five.
Footage from any of any Taylor Swift concert?
No.
Well, it's like 95% women. There are hardly any men go to a Taylor Swift concert, and the ones that attend it dress like Taylor Swift.
Well, they're teenagers.
No, oh, no, that's where you're wrong.
Really?
My youngest daughter, Gina, is a Taylor Swift fanatic. No, she comes home on Saturdays to visit, and we have to listen to Taylor Swift.
Yeah, but it's women of all ages, and they are fanatics.
Wow. Didn't see
but
that
it's
coming.
Like $1,000 to go to a Taylor Swift concert.
Oh. Yeah, yeah, it's a fantastic amount of money.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
And people are paying it.
This guy is super ugly, but had a beautiful supermodel wife.
Everybody's been super
ugly.
Oh,
that's going to be Rick Ocasek.
Not Rick Ocasek. You think Rick Ocasek made the top 25? And
yeah, but
he's
super,
super
ugly.
Was super ugly. Rick
he's
Ocasek's
dead, too.
Dead,
yeah.
But this guy's still
wasn't
alive.
Wasn't Rick Ocasek married to a smoking wife, too?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it Portsakova or something
like that? Something like that, yeah.
Hey, on that topic.
Uh-oh.
I'm talking...
Before you move on, have you ever, like, watched a golf tournament, and whoever comes down to the end, like the top five or six golfers, what their wives always look like?
Oh, they're great. Yeah.
I mean, you want to be a professional golfer... You need a smoking hot blonde wife.
The other way around. I think you become a professional golfer making millions
of
dollars.
Then
you choose which smoking hot chick you want for your wife.
You pick them out, man. Absolutely.
Yeah. They're like rock stars. Okay, this guy's married to Christie Brinkley, or was.
Oh, that's Billy Joel.
Billy Joel.
Yeah. You know, you're talking about paying a gajillion dollars to go to a Taylor Swift concert. Billy Joel tickets... For whatever reason, you better pony up the dough if you want to see Billy Joel.
Not in a day. It wasn't bad.
Well, it is now.
Well, yeah, I know. Rock concerts have got out of hand.
You know, when him and Elton John get back together for their next farewell tour.
John and Joel.
And Joel. Hey,
how many farewell tours have they had?
A couple. Hey, what'd you pay for the Stones tickets?
Rolling Stones?
Yes.
$100.
That's not bad.
Well, that was a lie.
I was going to say.
No, that you had to say Rolling Stones.
Stones tickets?
Okay, this next guy at 21.
Wait, one more thing. What percentage of farewell tours actually turn out to be farewell tours?
Maybe 50%.
Yeah.
I'd be surprised if it's that high.
Okay. This guy.
As soon as they run out of money, man, it's back to farewell touring.
And, you know, they know they can do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And nobody cares. Didn't you farewell tour through here about 6 years ago?
Mama wants a new house.
It takes a lot of money to support that smoking hot blonde model that I'm married to.
They'll go through the money. Well, this guy was married to a supermodel. He was kind of a...
I love how all these musicians are married to supermodels.
He was kind of an artsy-fartsy kind of musician.
Mick Jagger.
Doing newer stuff.
Mick Jagger.
And he ventured into a little bit of acting as well. He did do a duet with Mick Jagger.
Michael Jackson.
No, different guy. Tried dancing in the street.
David Bowie?
Yeah. He's in top 25. He's dead.
David Bowie, interesting.
You know, and there's a guy who wasn't that good looking with a lot of bad teeth, and he also married a supermodel.
Yeah, Iman, right? Iman?
I think
that's what he's married to. This guy died, I think, last year, and he made the top 20, and he was a Stone.
Oh, the drummer.
Yeah, Charlie Watts.
Charlie Watts?
Charlie Watts made the top 20.
Wow, that's kind of surprised me. You know what I found is that... super hot, blonde, smoking models are attracted to artistic types.
What?
Where is that? Like who? Name me one.
I write a lot of songs and have painted once in a while and draw pictures and stuff.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
One of the Eagles.
Henley. Joe Walsh.
No, you're right the first time, Henley. Don Henley.
Walsh would have been the second.
Yeah. See, I think he had all the writing credits, didn't he?
Yeah. You know, on Kiss.
Paul Stanley?
No, it's Gene Simmons, isn't it?
Yeah, he's the marketing genius of it.
He is.
He has the control of that brand.
And he had a TV show,
and the logos,
too.
And the whole schmear.
Yeah.
And he married a Playboy bunny.
Yeah, funny how that worked, too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because he takes the makeup off. He ain't that good looking.
Oh, God.
He ain't good looking when he has makeup on. He takes makeup off, he's even worse.
Yeah. Yeah, he's pretty rough.
But apparently, back in the day, back when the boys were imbibing, you know, and needed a little extra cash, he bought them out.
Ah, okay.
And that's how he owns the rights to everything.
To everything.
Everything Kiss related.
Yeah, you know, and when you're talking about Kiss merchandise.
That's a big thing.
You know, you got your albums, but you got like figurines, you got games, it's unbelievable.
Clothing.
TV shirts, yeah, the clothing is just off the charts. Videos. Yeah,
licensing that logo, man. That's
amazing.
Money too. And you know, Gene, you crank Gene off, just kick you out of the band and hand that makeup kit to somebody else who can play the drums.
Well, sure they could. Well, he doesn't play drums, but...
I'm saying you can get rid of the drummer.
Oh, you're talking... Yeah, Peter Criss, yeah, he went out, but he came back.
Yeah, he did.
And so did Ace Frehley.
Yeah, but they got... They didn't stay forever.
No.
I forgot about Ace.
Didn't Ace Frehley die?
Oh, is it commercial time?
Oh, yeah, we should do a commercial. And we got a new sponsor.
Oh, boy.
Worms, worms, worms. That's right. You can have all the worms you need with Vernon's Vermiculture Kit. Everything you need to start your very own worm farm. Vernon is a self-certified specialist in the science of worms. Red wigglers, butterworms, nightcrawlers, mealworms are just good old intestinal parasites. Vernon has them all. And you can have worms too. Just listen to this satisfied customer.
You got your dirt and you get your worms and you mix them together. And then you got enough worms and go fishing anytime you want.
Did you hear that? Fishing anytime you want. Call Vernon's Vermiculture today and you'll be wiggling with happiness or crawling with worms.
Special
guest. Always good to have a sponsor.
Yeah, that and special guests. That's amazing.
We were supposed to have
a guest tonight,
weren't we?
The science of worms is wormology.
It's vermiculture.
It's wormology. Look it up, dude.
Okay, whatever.
Go back to the phone.
Okay, you guys aren't going to know this next one. Yeah, I just don't think you will.
All right. What number are we at?
18. James Hetfield. Ever hear of him?
No.
Huh? Anybody?
Well, yeah.
Well?
What?
What band?
James Hetfield?
Yeah.
The James Hetfield Experience.
Gosh.
Good guess.
You just take any bizarre name into experience.
Yeah,
it'll be fine.
Yeah. Or band.
Blondie.
Metallica.
Oh. All right.
Name another member of Metallica.
Well, I don't know any of the other members of Metallica, but I like their music. I really do. This guy. Oh, this guy. Man, look his. If you look him up on Google, this guy, I have a recent picture. Have you seen Phil Collins lately?
No, I haven't.
Phil Collins is worth
he's
money?
Starting to look like Yoda. I mean, he's just like shriveling down to
He was in Genesis and then had the Phil Collins experience.
Well, he was in Genesis and the lead singer quit.
That was Peter Gabriel.
Peter Gabriel and Phil Collins was, I'll sing.
And
I don't see Peter Gabriel on this list so far.
No.
Unless he traps in up above, but I'm wagering against it.
Here's one that just blew my mind. I can't
tell you. Wait, before you did. Greg, for whatever reason, it sticks in my mind that you were a roadie for Bachman Turner Overdrive once.
Man, that was a hot album when I was at my first year at college. I mean, that thing blew up on the floor. It was an amazing album.
And you like worked loading amps for him for
how
a
much
while.
Were you smoking then?
I was on the redneck wing and I didn't get in on the hippie wing.
Maybe they were just paying you with, you know, like weed and pills.
A little doobie, huh? No, quarters. Started the laundromat.
There's a guy I don't get and I don't understand why he's on this list, but Dave Matthews.
Oh, man.
The Dave Matthews man?
How did he get there?
I couldn't tell you a single Dave Matthews song.
I don't want to know a single
but I think
Dave
he,
Matthews
like,
song.
He made his money investing in other stuff.
Had to.
Have you ever seen, you've seen the cartoon Futurama ever?
A little bit.
There's one episode where the lead character, Fry, goes and meets these super intelligent beings to tell him the meaning of life. And he gets in front of them, and they kneel down, you know, and there's a big circle of them, and the secret of it is the Dave Matthews Band does not rock.
Yep, there you go.
That's it. That's secret of life.
This guy started off with some, you know, really good rock songs, and then he switched over and started doing, like, ballads and disco music.
Rod Stewart!
Yeah.
Hey!
Rod Stewart, number 15 on the list. Like, when he was with Faces, they, you know, like, Stay
With
Me.
Oh, they were rocking
me.
It, yeah.
Faces was like one of the best rock bands ever.
I was really watching one of those internet channels that plays like all 70s music, and I flip in and here's Rod Stewart and Ron Wood leaning into each other singing Stay With Me.
Ooh. That's a fantastic song. Interestingly, Rod Stewart, when he was with Faces, was putting out solo albums on his while they're still in Faces.
Rod Stewart was?
Yeah.
While still in Faces?
Yeah.
And they were okay with it?
Yeah, apparently.
Maybe not.
I just have a hard time saying, you know, we're having the Larry and the Clunks recording sessions.
It'll have to wait, guys, because I'm doing a solo album.
Alan comes in and says, I got a bunch of solo material, all my best stuff I'm going to cram onto an album. You guys can have the slag that's left over.
And maybe we'll make a couple of bucks. Okay, but, here's some...
Hey, you guys can record this album without me. You can call it Small Clunks.
This guy was a member of a group that had the longest-lasting album on the top 200 list.
Ooh.
Be the Eagles.
Michael Jackson.
Prism with the light going through it.
Oh.
Dark Side of the Moon. Yeah. Pink Floyd.
Yeah. Roger Waters.
You could have guessed Roger Waters or David Gilmour.
Waters
is the one who ended up with the rights to Pink Floyd, and that's where the money went to him. I don't think it went to Gilmour.
That's a good album.
Here's a guy that has been in two different successful bands, and the first one...
It's like a little contest, Greg.
In the first one, he was the...
What's that?
I said, this is like a little contest.
Yeah, it is.
In the first one, he was the drummer. And then in the second band, he was the out front guy that did the singing and played guitar.
Dave Clark. Dave Clark 5.
No, but the first name is Dave.
Dave Matthews.
Diamond Dave from...
Dave... No.
Aerosmith. Van Hagar. Halen.
Dave Grohl.
What?
Of what?
He was the drummer for Nirvana.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't their lead guy croak?
No, he shot himself.
Oh. Who? Which one was that? What was his name?
Oh, man, you had to say that.
Kurt Cobain?
There it is.
So I guess he got, you know, some of the rights from those songs, and then he started his own band, the Foo Fighters.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, that's a
That's not a bad band.
Yeah. So he had, you know, quite a few.
Kurt
hits,
Cobain's right? Not on this list, though, is he?
No. His widow might be.
Have to wonder where that
I'll tell you another drummer who is.
Keith Moon.
No, more famous.
Ringo.
Yeah.
He made it.
He made the top 12.
Oh, I'm going to have to change my list thing. That's going to be Paul McCartney cooking at the top of that. Paul McCartney's like the richest musician in the world.
Well, you got Michael Jackson.
Here's at number 11, the guy you guys already mentioned.
Keith Moon?
Gene Simmons.
Yeah, okay.
He came in at 11.
And there's not going to be anyone higher from Kiss on him.
Oh, here's one that kind of surprised me. The band from New Jersey.
No, Springsteen. Springsteen.
They're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Got me.
It is not Spring. It is not Springsteen.
Oh. Oh.
Younger.
Yeah.
Frank Sinatra.
No. He owns part of the.
Wasn't he from Hoboken?
He owns a protein.
He owns a football team. A stadium team.
Yeah.
Ray Kroc.
No, quit. Oh.
McDonald's guy.
Three names.
Yeah, it is.
David Lee Roth.
No.
God. Averroes.
I want to say I got Van Halen in my head now, so thank you, Rick.
John Bon Jovi.
John Bon Jovi, okay. Yeah. Couldn't think of it.
Mr. Jovi.
Wow.
This guy has been in 52 different bands, has played background guitar in over 100 other bands.
Is it me?
No. He played with the Beatles.
The fifth Beatle.
George Harrison.
No, he wasn't a Beatle, but he played on Beatles songs. And he had something else in common with George Harrison.
Oh!
Eric Clapton. His wife.
His wife, yeah.
You know, there's people out there saying, you idiots, this is who this is. Just, why don't you just let me phone
okay, Mr.
in. Wait. You know, they were apparently pretty cool with the whole notion of handing Patty off.
Yeah.
Well, George was, seemed like.
Well, I mean, and Eric was pretty cool with it once he got her.
Wait.
but I mean.
I would be too, I think.
You know, they still palled around after that.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know, I would
Did you see the concert for George? Who's the main guy there? Eric.
Wouldn't you think that would be the elephant in the room every time they're together?
How's Patty? Pretty good.
She's not gaining weight.
Okay, Mr. Positively 4th Street's number 8.
There's Dylan.
Yeah. He's still alive, right?
Oh, yeah.
Can you tell?
No.
Dylan, he still grinds albums out.
Okay, you mentioned this guy already.
Paul McCartney. Ringo.
No.
George.
No.
John Lennon. Bob Marley.
Yoko Ono.
Who does
Stu Stutcliffe.
Who does the rooster strut?
Oh, Jagger.
Yeah. He's number 7.
Really?
Yeah.
That's surprising.
Where's Keith Richards on this list?
Let's see, at number 6.
How can Charlie Watts, the dead drummer, be on this list and Keith Richards not be on this list?
At number 6, another British performer who's got a whole string of hits.
Lonnie Donegan.
Sir
Dave Clark.
Sir Elton John. I don't think Dave Clark 5's going to make this list.
No, I don't think so either.
I don't know. Okay, this is the guy. That you just mentioned. He's number 5.
Dave Clark.
No, it's Keith Richards, damn it.
Keith has more money than Mick?
Keith has more money than Mick.
How can that be possible?
I don't know.
He didn't spend his money.
Keith was married to a model too, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think he was.
Patty Hansen?
Yeah, but who was the other chick that was it was a British actress.
Oh, Anita Pallenberg.
Yeah, she kind of loved them all, didn't she?
Anita Pallenberg kind of worked her way through the Rolling Stones,
yeah,
didn't she?
She did. And the stage crew.
And the bus driver.
That's unfair. This guy has a whole string of hits. He likes to do duets with other stars, and he has his own chain of restaurants.
Kenny Rogers.
No. And this guy's still alive.
Ray Kroc.
You were talking about his restaurant burning down.
Oh.
Gus Fring.
No, gosh dang it.
Dos Hermanos.
Parrot Heads.
No.
Carrot Head? Carrot Top?
No.
Parrot Heads.
Oh, Jimmy Buffett.
Oh, yeah, thank man. You.
Jimmy Buffett is what number was that?
Number 4.
How can Jimmy Buffett possibly be that high?
He had a restaurant in Lahaina.
Not anymore.
Did have.
Well, I think he has the titles to every song he ever put out. Plus, he's got this chain of
he's
restaurants.
Got Margaritaville.
Yeah.
Yep.
And plus, he markets like flip-flops and clothing and everything.
Hawaiian shirts.
That's all Jimmy Buffett
he's
clothing.
Got, and he's got the... Doesn't he have like the legal rights to the word marijuana?
Probably. Okay, the other Jersey guy.
Yeah, Springsteen.
What number are you up to?
Springsteen's three. We're all down right. to the top two.
All right.
Well, McCartney's going to be number one. I've changed my mind. It's McCartney.
You've changed your mind and it's going to be Paul McCartney? Paul yeah. McCartney is number one. I think he's the only one on the list that's a billionaire.
Yep.
A lot to be said for that.
Okay, and the number two guy, you're never, ever going to get it.
Well, we're about out of time, aren't we?
And it's nobody that you've mentioned so far.
It's not Bob Marley.
Not Bob Marley. It's not Jimi Hendrix. It's
you're
not
telling me there's
Elvis.
Not a single.
Elvis didn't make the list.
Oh my! Well,
but the Colonel got almost all that.
Yeah.
There's not a single woman that made cash on that list. I don't believe that.
Who's number two?
Dolly Parton's not on that list. She's a cash machine. Yeah. She's a cash cow. Well,
that's utterly unfair.
She's a cash machine.
Cash cow. Wow.
Bono.
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 Yeah.
You too?
Yeah.
You too makes money like that?
Bono.
No, nobody from The Who.
Nobody from The Who made it. But the one guy, who's the singer for The Who? He was like a
Roger Daltrey,
big businessman, got into like fish farming or something like that over in Europe.
Must not have been a moneymaker.
Probably where he lost his money.
He should have gone, who's your worm guy?
Vernon's Vermiculture.
Vernon Vandegrift.
Yeah.
Very good. Maybe him and Vern went together. I don't know.
I don't know. But I think we are out there. Yeah. We've gone over!
Ah! Well, we found out who the richest... musicians are.
Oh, yeah, it
Thank
is.
Thank you, Ali.
It's like pulling teeth, though.
It was.
All right, until next time. See you later from...
Rick Gator.
Greg Gator.
And Alligator.
This has been the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour, brought to you by Heaver's Coffee. One cup and you'll be a heaver forever. By Uncle Den's Roasters. Tastes just like chicken, but it's not. No portion of today's broadcast may be reproduced without the express written consent of the North American Alligator Wrestling Federation. See you later from Greg Gator, Rick Gator, and Alligator. This has been the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Network.